Hello, and welcome to the 1001 Albums Journey podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at Louis Prima with his 1956 album, The Wildest. So let's get into it. So who was Louis Prima? He wasn't someone I'd heard of before. Well, he was an American singer, songwriter, bandleader, and trumpeter. While rooted in New Orleans jazz, swing music, and jump blues, Prima touched on various genres throughout his career. But maybe you would have heard of his voice, because Prima is known as the voice of orangutan King Louis in the 1967 Disney film The Jungle Book.
I'll lay it on the line for you. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around, oh, ooby-doo. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
I found that fact quite fascinating when I learnt about it, because Jungle Book was one of my favourite early movies as a child. I used to have it on VHS. Now that's going back some years. So The Wildest was an album by Louis Prima, first released in 1956. It features singer and Prima's wife, Keeley Smith, with saxophonist Sam Butera and The Witnesses. Louis Prima was a well-known 1930s and 40s trumpeter and singer who had a moderate series of hits at that time. He initially gained popularity in his home city of New Orleans and later in New York. What's it Frank Sinatra sung? If you can make it in New York, you'll make it anywhere. So with Prima's stage partner and wife, Keeley Smith, Prima, and Butera, they all secured a gig at the Sahara Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. They soon became the most popular act in the city. And on April 19th, 1956, the band gathered at the Casino Lounge to record tracks for the album. Capitol Records attempted to retain Prima's in-person performance and spirit to capture what he referred to as 3 o'clock in the morning Sahara. The music information website, AllMusic, expressed that The Wildest is the gem of Louis Prima's catalogue. None of his other efforts transcend its raunchy mix of demented gibberish, blaring sax, and explosive swing, which rocked as hard as anything released at the time. I think it's important to note what Capitol Records thought. They tried to keep Prima's personality in this record, and if you listen to it, I think you can certainly hear his personality shine through. And it's very interesting to me that they didn't over-polish the album. They kept what made Louis Prima Louis Prima, but they kept what made him him. And I'm glad, to be honest, because over-polishing it and editing it too much would have removed too much of his personality for me. In a moment, I'm going to read you what is written in the 1001 Albums to Hear You Before You Die book. But first, I'm going to play one of my favourites from this album. Here's a song called The Lip.
Down on the Mississippi River in an octodive, I met a trumpet playing character and man alive. When he began to riff, he really played it from the hip. And when I asked about his name, they told me that's the lip.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like the lip. He's got a tone that's reminiscent of a boy named Bix. He plays so high that only dogs can hear him just for kicks. And when I ask him, does he read, he says,
I tell you, hon, I read a little bit, but not enough to hurt me none.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like the lip. I said the lip.
Yip,
must mean Ray Effin, huh?
I said the lip.
No, man, she means Harry James.
I said the lip.
You mean Louis Prima.
I said the lip.
No, Liberace.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays Arnold's like the lip.
So this is taken from the 1001 album's book. A popular nightclub singer and trumpeter in the 1930s and 40s, initially in his native New Orleans, and then in New York, Prima found that work had dried up by 1954. With new wife and stage partner, Keely Smith, in tow. He, a rugged 43, and she, a whitewashed 22. He called in a favour and landed a gig in the lounge of the Sahara, Las Vegas, hiring young New Orleans saxophonist Sam Butera to drill the band. Success came immediately, and this sparkling half hour, cut live in the studio in April 1956, iced the cake. Jazz hounds often dismiss Prima as just an Italianate Louis Armstrong impersonator, perhaps because of the three Satchmo hits here, You Rascal You, and a medley, joining a restrained Basin Street Blues to a non-soporific When It's Sleepy Time Down South. But that is to miss the point. This is simply irrepressible music that more than matches its glorious cover shot. Prima is joyous, rumbustious, and insatiable, making even the band chuckle on O Marie, with Smith, in contrast, a delightfully straight-laced foil. Butera and his pals, meanwhile, set them up with some of the fizziest jump jive ever recorded. The sound has been imitated often, not least when Brian Seltzer's version of Jump Jive and Wail aimed a Gap commercial. Butera, whose arrangement is appropriated, grumbled that he was paid three pairs of pants for the privilege. Prima sadly died in 1976, but his legacy lives on through his daughter, Lena, herself seen recently performing at the Sahara, and through his later turn as a regal jive-talking orangutan in The Jungle Book. Truly, the man was the king of the swingers. So there's a good story there. Prima, struggling for work, needed to pay the bills. Would have been very easy for him to give up. I'm sure we all know what that's like. But no, he secured a gig, and fate, if that's what you want to call it, intervened, brought together a band that made an album, which again has been described as the gem of Louis Prima's discography. So just before I get into some reviews for this album from rateyourmusic.com, I'm going to play you another one of my favourites from this album. Here's the song, O Marie.
O Marie.
O Marie.
O Marie.
O Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Mmm, baby.
Baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
O Marie.
O Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Cuando sono? Ci pensa per te. Fama de me. Fama de me. Uno noto, uno noto. Uno noto, uno noto, bracciata, uno noto, bracciata, bracciata, uno noto, uno noto, bracciata. Come on, boy, what's the matter? Uno noto, bracciata. Quando sono, ci pensa per te. Ha, 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 ha. Mamma mia. Uè, mani, uè, mani. Uè, mani, uè, mani, uè, mani.
So what I really like about that song is going back to not over-polishing the album. I like the fact that the band couldn't withstand their laughter and that it wasn't cut out. I think it brings a very realistic view to the recording process, and we, the listener, are very gratefully given a song and a moment that was obviously very raw, but also very funny. They didn't want to lose that by overproducing it too much. Anyway, here's some reviews for this album. Salacious Thumb, in 2021, gave the album 4.5 stars out of 5. They say the energy of this album is intoxicating and impossible not to love. It sets a standard for big band and swing for me. So very high praise there from that user, Salacious Thumb. Next, from 2021. The user When Two Are In Love gave the album 4 stars out of 5. Louis Prima's voice is the stuff of dreams to me. I really can't get enough of it. His music cultivates such a warm and jolly feeling too, along with a really playful dynamic between musicians. I guess if you're not drawn to this sound, then you aren't going to like this album at all, because all the songs are pretty similar stylistically, but I personally love it. Next up, from the year 2020, is from a user called Lambda Boyo, who gave the album 4 stars out of 5. This album was wacky and jazzy, and I really liked it. The best songs were fantastic, and the songs that I found to be not as good were still pretty fun. Songs like Jump, Jive and Wail are top tier listening experiences. The best parts of this album are when you take in the musicianship, be it from Prima's singing, his playing, or the greatness of the band backing him. It's a really fun time. I agree. Feels like a live performance. If you imagine how fun this album would be to listen to, imagine actually being there during one of their performances at the Sahara Casino. And I think that's what's captured in this album too. I'm really pleased they kept it this raw. Next up, Marty Delaney 3 wrote this review in 2016 and gave the album 4 stars out of 5. Marty says, "Holy hell, does this album come at you blasting with energy. The pure power of its songs makes you want to get up and dance. There's almost no slowdown. And when there is, it still feels like it's always waiting to bubble right back up to the blistering pace it used to. Give it a listen, and you won't regret it." Good advice there from Marty. The last review, written all the way back in 2010, is from Phoebes421. "Listening to The Wildest brought back many childhood memories. My dad and I used to sing along with all of Louis Prima's songs. One of our team favourites was A Banana Split for My Baby. Louis's music is fun and happy, and the group have always sounded like they enjoyed what they were playing. I've already started sharing some of the songs with my grandchildren. Hopefully, it will be passed on to another generation." Let's hope so, Phoebes. Just before I get into what I think and what I wrote on my blog post for this album, here's another song that is one of my favourites from this album, Jump, Jive and Wail.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wail.
Jump and jive and then you really gotta 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 jump and jive and then you really will.
So, this was taken from my blog, 1001 Albums Journey, on WordPress. The link is in the description if you want to check it out. Louis Prima, the voice of King Louis, from The Jungle Book, in which he performed the famous song, I Wanna Be Like You. Although I have heard this song many times, I didn't know it was sung by Louis Prima, and I had no idea who he was. This was another album I was impressed with, full of upbeat jazz-style songs, with good harmonies. There are two instrumental songs on the album, Body and Soul and Night Train, which I enjoyed, but I'm not used to listening to instrumental music which contained no lyrics, but I did enjoy these. They were a nice addition. Both songs seemed to fit in well with the rest of the album. The style didn't change just because there were no words. In these two songs, they were still soulful, upbeat and jazzy. I enjoyed the song The Lip, where Prima and his wife Keely Smith sung together and told the story about a trumpet player, with, of course, Prima being the trumpet player. Jump, Jive and Wail was another one of my favourites that was very upbeat, jazzy, and very catchy. The album is very upbeat, and judging by the front cover of this album, Prima was a very happy and cheeky guy. I think this rubs off in his music style, because the songs from this album are happy and sung in a carefree and joyful way. A story in the 1001 Albums book says Prima was being mischievous, and you can hear the band chuckle in the song Oh Marie, when Prima gets Sam Butera, the saxophonist, to repeat the notes from his voice with his saxophone. It becomes funny when Prima starts singing gibberish, and Sam can't repeat the notes. He even jokes to Sam, "Come on boy, what's the matter with you?" His wife Keely was much more straight-faced and professional. I enjoyed her voice on this album, especially the harmonies, and it was nice to hear the chemistry between her and her husband. I enjoyed this album very much, much more than I expected to. Prima seems such a larger-than-life and lovable character, and my interpretation is that his personality certainly comes across in his playing style. As the last line of the page for the album says, he really was the king of the swingers. So my favourite songs from this album was the medley of Just a Gigolo and I Ain't Got Nobody. Next, The Lip, then Oh Marie, and then another medley featuring Basin Street Blues and When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Then Jump, Jive and Wail, and lastly, I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You. I gave the album an 8 out of 10. I'd never heard of Louis Prima before, although, as mentioned several times already, I had heard of him, I just didn't know it. Had I listened to this album before? No. But would I listen again? Yes. Am I interested in checking out other art albums from this artist? Yes. And does it deserve its place in the 1001 albums book? I wrote yes. There was a few comments on my blog post that I'm going to read to you now. The first one is from a user called Milaguru, who says, "I did know Louis Prima was the Jungle Book's King Louis, although not right away, since I didn't grow up with that version of the movie, English not being my mother tongue at all, and I knew a few facts about him because of that, that he was an Italian-American and he played the trumpet, but I'd also never heard of his music outside of I Wanna Be Like You. It was such a nice discovery. As you said, it's very upbeat and fun. Instrumental pieces can go either way for me, but I, like you, enjoyed this album's. Another reason I'm glad I read this post is that I found the albums list on the internet, but don't actually have the book, so I didn't know all the little things you said about the songs. My favourite songs on this album are the two medleys, The Lip and Oh Marie." Thank you for your comment, Milaguru, as always. The next comment is from Andrew B, who says, "Agreed, this was a fun listen, though I thought the piano parts got a little repetitive. They used the same sort of boogie-woogie performance style as you listen to the album." Thanks for your comment. I think it's hard sometimes whether it should be praised or criticised if all the songs from an album sound the same. It's difficult to say, and I guess it differs from artist to artist, but I know what you mean. Lastly, the next comment is from a user called Murphy's Law, who said, "He's got a little Louis Armstrong in his vocal style. I was expecting more chaos." You're right, Murphy's Law, but maybe Louis and the band just preferred to keep the chaos on the live stage, who knows? But like always, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the 1001 Albums Journey podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and maybe you learnt something along the way. There'll be a new episode soon. The next episode, of course, is Fats Domino, another artist who I'd heard of, although I wasn't familiar with, so we'll get into that next time. If you have any comments you would like me to read out on the next podcast, then please get in touch. I would love to know what you think of that album. If you're feeling kind, please leave a kind review. You can follow me on social media, at Albums Journey on Twitter, my YouTube channel under the same name, youtube.com/1001albumsjourney. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you soon. Goodbye.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jill stayed up, she wanted to learn how to jive and wheel. Oh, you better
jump jiving, then you really gotta 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 jump jiving, then you will.